That's so funny. The last time I heard that, I laughed so hard I fell off my dinosaur.
Holy Santa Claus shit.
No way. That's
great. We landed on the moon!
Hey, kids. Welcome to Two Dads, One Podcast. Again, my name is Talon Naylor, and as always, I am joined by fellow dad and just overall awesome person, Ryan Imhoff. What's up tonight, dude?
Thanks, Talon. Good to be here again.
Just super good or like really good?
I'll say like a scale of one to good, it's pretty good.
Pretty good. Yep. It's
pretty excited.
A little bit late.
Yeah.
I'm super excited. I've been waiting all day for this. Little late tonight.
It is,
yeah. A little bit of a late start.
Kids and schedules just don't really mesh all the time.
Schedules, but...
We're making it happen, though.
We got to make it happen. We have to make it happen. Just because it's fun. We enjoy doing this, so...
Absolutely.
We're just going to have some fun. And let's get going with our dad juice.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down into my belly.
That's exactly what I have. I have some Irish whiskey going on here. I got some Jameson, and I got the old Caskmates version stout.
Very nice.
The stout edition.
Very good.
Yeah, I got a nice healthy pour here on top of a nice, beautiful ball of ice.
Good.
Just super, super delicious.
Well, I've been preparing all night, kind of waiting to get started here, so... I've got a healthy pour of some Jack Daniels on the rocks here.
Oh, some Jackethy Danielson.
Exactly. Precisely.
Very cool.
Yep.
Very cool. Oh, awesome, dude. All right, well, we're ready to get the show started, and let's get it going with some story time.
Right.
That's the coolest fucking story I've ever heard in my entire life. That's insane. Can I hear it again? Do you have time?
Do you have time for me to hear that again? Well... Here we go. I have a super good story from today, and it involves my wife. Backstory: we get out, get the kids ready to go, and this morning my wife says, "Let's be early today." So I was like, "Okay, let's be early." So we go out, and I start driving away with the kids to go take them to school, and she calls me before I even get out of our condo complex. And her Prius won't start at all. So we got some weird, like it'll start, the battery was on and everything, but it won't go into park, or it won't go into reverse, or anything. So I have to take her to work. On the way there, we call Geico, get it towed into the Toyota dealership. And on lunch, she gets her sister, Auntie Chloe, to take her back to our place, our condo.
Okay.
And when she gets back, now this is turning into a long story, but I promise it gets good. so
take your time.
She has to call for a lift to get to work.
Yep.
So she's at home. She's like, all right, I gotta call for a lift to get home. So at around 1:40 p.m., I get a picture that she sends me, and it says, sketchiest Lyft driver ever, 2005 beat-up minivan. And I have to post this picture so you guys can see it. There is a gigantic bottle of body lotion in the front cup holder.
Puts the lotion on its skin.
There is black leather gloves on the floor.
Oh, my God.
And there's just like these scratched off lotto tickets that are on the floor.
What?
And just empty water bottles. I think he's wearing some sort of.
I thought they had standards of what you could and couldn't drive as like a Lyft or an Uber driver.
Usually they do. She assumed the man was about 82 years old, is what she determined.
They made an exception.
I am in class and I get this, and I'm on the floor laughing, like rolling and laughing. I'm telling her, I'm just like, oh, I was like, oh man, this is
good luck.
What's a bottle of lotion? And she's like, yes, it's lotion for jacking off / rape. At this point, I'm just tearing up. And she, and the next thing she says is, Jesus Christ, going the wrong way now.
Oh, no.
So she's not even going towards work. So I was just like, okay, just please keep me updated.
All in the 2005 like, yeah, Dodge Caravan, huh?
2005 beat-up minivan.
That's so funny.
With a giant bottle of lotion in the front. So that was a pretty epic day for the old Naylor household here.
Nice.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was some pretty fun stuff. Dude, anything interesting, exciting happened to you today?
Last night, I guess. I got a little bit of a funny story. We just recently moved Reed. He turned 2 in August, as you know, but... Mm-hmm. We moved him from his crib into a toddler bed, and he's abusing that freedom.
Hell.
And so, we're asleep. It's like 3 o'clock mm-hmm. in the morning, and our door busts open like a SWAT team coming in, dude. and we have like a mirror set up behind the door, kind of. And so it knocks that over, but it's 3 in the morning. So that happens. I jump up like somebody's breaking in, jump out of the bed. I have my ankle's still pretty jacked up from when I sprained it playing tag. So I'm like limping over thinking I'm going to have to like wreck somebody. And I just knock my 2-year-old son to the ground because it's pitch black. And I'm like, oh, no, Reed, are you okay? And he just stands up and he's just like, I want to sleep with you. It's like, okay, well, next time just come on in. You don't need to kick the door in.
Yeah.
But, let's not do that. Interesting night. And then he always feels he needs to, whenever he's in our bed, he basically just, like, adheres to my body. And I can't, I don't like being touched when I sleep, but.
Yes.
He likes to he's all.
It's one of the worst feelings.
It is terrible.
Our 3-year-old Thad, he has to sleep horizontal running is what he does at night. His feet have to be in one of our faces.
That sounds right.
And his head
has
to be around the other one's chest. And it's just so fun, let me tell you.
Reed basically uses my head as a body pillow, so that's fun. Aww. Yeah.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah, I mean, no, but it isn't, though, really. I mean, not when it's 3 a.m.
It's basically.
But, yeah. So that's my story.
Oh, man. The old toddler bed transition days.
I don't know. But I don't know what to do. Like, do we put a cage over the bed? Or or a gate in the door? A steel cage?
Steel cage.
That's probably smart. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do what. We had to. We moved a reclinable camping chair into the room. And we actually slept, one of us, mainly me, Caroline did a few times, just in a reclinable camping chair for, I would say, 3 months.
The things parents do.
The things parents do, and it was brutal.
It sounds terrible.
Yeah, but that's what happens.
Yep. We're just hoping he kind of, the freedom for him becomes normal and he'll just stay in his... freaking bed from now on, because it's we do have to put a gate at the top of the stairs because we're worried he's gonna just wander out of his room and fall down the stairs. But
that's slightly terrifying. But I would definitely keep the door locked. No, you can't lock the door. You can't lock him in there.
That's what I was saying.
Sorry.
I don't know. What do you do?
Darn. Reverse lock it.
Just let him kick your door.
Child-proof their door so they can't get out.
Well, they do have those handles, I guess, that like make it. Yeah, anyways.
Who knows? Oh, man. All right, well, that's all fine and dandy. We'll save a few more stories for later on here, but why don't we go ahead and get into our dad joke.
That's great. Go ahead, make your jokes, Mr. Jokey. Joke maker.
Why don't you go ahead, Mr. Jokey Joke Maker. Give me... your dad joke. Give the listeners your dad joke.
Okay. Well, it's more of a story, I guess. No, it's a joke. So we went to the
zoo.
Does
it have anything to do with the duck?
It does not, no.
Yours has to do with the zoo?
A little
bit. Oh, my gosh. So does mine.
It has nothing to do with the duck, though. We should be fine.
Okay, good.
So we go to the zoo the other day, and we're walking around, and there's just no animals there. There's one animal in the entire zoo, and it's this little dog. It's a Shih Tzu. It was a Shih Tzu.
That was my dad joke.
No, it wasn't.
I will send you a picture. I have it written down.
I thought you said yours was a duck.
No, well, I was going to be a duck. But then I changed it to the Shih Tzu.
That's
the funniest joke ever.
It's hilarious, dude.
Dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Mine's, yeah, so we went to the zoo the other day. Yeah, man. But there was only one dog in it. It was a Shih Tzu.
Dude, that's so funny.
A Shih Tzu. That's hilarious, man.
Out of all the jokes in the world, we totally dad-joked it.
Hundreds of pages, we had a double dad joke.
I spent quite a while looking for that. Yeah, I'm okay with that. It was a pretty funny one.
I extremely enjoyed that joke, and I thought it was super funny.
I did as well.
But, so, that kind of leaves us...
Yeah, well, now you're going to have to wing it, I guess. You kind of let me go first, you know?
I know, I should have went first. And it would have been nice to know your reaction to my dad joke that I told first.
Very true.
Because I would have told it first. But, unfortunately, that didn't happen. So, I am now... trying to find some dad jokes.
Well, I mean, we could just move on.
I mean, I guess we could.
It's up to you.
I
can tell you a joke that my dad told me just yesterday while you look for one, if you'd like.
Well, why don't you go ahead and tell us that, because I was going to remind you. You told me to remind you about your dad the other day.
So you know my dad. He's
I know Mike. Yes,
he's the pun master, but
yes.
So he called me up and he's like, Ryan, did you hear? The Browns just signed that all-star kicker. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, I guess Kareem Hunt. I guess he's a really good kicker. And I was like, oh, Dad, that is terrible.
That's awesome.
I don't know if anybody saw that
especially
video, but he literally, I know, kicked that lady, but it was pretty funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Old Mike.
Oh, that's hilarious, Mike.
Classic dad joke.
I got to get out there. Got to get out there and see you guys.
I know it, man.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, that's funny. All right. Dad jokes landed. You took mine.
Yeah, we'll try again next time.
We might just have to write the topic down in our Google Doc.
Just so we don't make sure we don't overlap again.
Yeah, so that we don't cross pollinate again.
Sounds like a
win. Yeah. All right. Here it is. Time for the dad's top 7.
It's on my Donkey Kong, bitch.
Our dad's top 7 today is going to be our top 7 greatest Disney movies of all time. There is one stipulation, though. And based on our draft last week, I had to ask Ryan about 25 times this week. I said, are you sure that you know that it's not a Pixar film? So we're doing just Disney productions, no Pixar.
And apparently I'm not trustworthy because he literally did ask me about 20 times.
If you heard our episode, our last episode, you will find that Groundhog's Day made its way into a chick flick.
Classic chick flick.
So, I'm just making sure.
It's a valid concern.
All right. So these are, again, top 7 greatest Disney movies of all time, non-Pixar. So we're going to go ahead and ask Alexa here for some heads or tails. Ryan, you call it heads or tails.
Let's go tails.
Alexa, flip a coin.
Flipping. It's heads.
Crap.
Boom shakalaka. I will go first.
Hit me with it.
And actually, I don't know if I wanted to go first, because I wanted to see where you were going with this. I think the first pick is kind of going to tell me a lot here.
I'll go first if you want.
No, I don't want you to go first.
Okay, all right. Well.
I don't think you're going to take this one. I think you would find this one annoying. I'm tilting already. I'm tilting already.
Go with your gut.
Gut. My gut. Number 101, Lion King.
Dude, it's on my list. It wasn't number 1, but...
I don't know. I mean, Lion King, I
You know, the Sega Genesis game made it the movie even better.
Yeah. I think we played that
pretty much a lot.
78 hours a day at least. Back in
What was
in
that,
middle
third,
school
fourth
and
grade?
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so good. Like the changing, like growling at the monkeys.
Yeah, dude.
To make them change, and then they have to fling you some different way, and you fall down the giraffe's back. Yeah.
Yep.
But I mean, I don't know if it counts, but I think I get both Lion Kings. The one that's coming up too.
I agree. I'll give you that.
Well, no, nobody's seen it, so
it's true.
But you know, I think it could be pretty epic. So we'll see. But original Lion King, that was from 1994.
I didn't get any stats on mine, but
if
people care, they can look it up.
I just choose to go a little bit deeper, pretend like I know about the movies than I do. But 1994.
Good deal.
This is when it was made.
1.2 for me. My favorite Disney movie of all time is Toy Story.
Yeah. That, dude, that's Pixar.
No, it is not.
Yes,
not
it is.
Not based on the link that you sent me, dude.
Yes, it is. It's in blue.
No, dude.
Go look at it. It says Disney Pixar's Toy Story. It says it before the thing.
No. All right, I'll change it.
Here we go. Google, is Toy Story Pixar?
So you were right to check on me, is that?
Well, I mean, Toy Story.
Big money, big money.
Are all Pixar. All right. They're all Pixar.
Okay, well, I'll go with my second guess here.
Or else that, honestly, well, okay, so now I know who better win our Pixar draft.
Yeah.
First pick, because that would have been my first pick, too, for sure.
I think that link that you sent me was inaccurate.
No, you'll have to go back and look. Just go back and look.
I'll look at it. Okay, well, I'll replace it. I'll go with my number two pick, which is Aladdin.
Nice. A whole new world. That wasn't on my list, believe it or not.
Huh. That's actually surprising.
So
that's a good movie.
You could have saved it for number seven. But I love the movie. I do, but there were 14 others that I liked more.
Well, what's the next one for you?
You get two.
I'll get two in a row.
You get back to back.
Right.
Yeah, you're next.
All
Let's
right.
hear it.
My next is, you know, it's a little weird, but I had a lot of sisters, and so we watched this a lot, and I really loved Mulan.
Dude, that was, classic 1998 film. I mean, that was...
Eddie Murphy as Mushu.
Mushu.
Yep.
That was hot. That was pretty high on my list, actually. That was really high on my list.
That's a good one. I like that movie.
Yeah, Mulan. That's super classic. You know, I thought it was so good that I just couldn't bring myself to watch Mulan 2.
No, I didn't. I've never watched it either. I've also never watched Pocahontas 2.
Me neither. To be honest with you, I don't even know if I've ever watched Pocahontas.
I've seen it, but only because Layla has seen it.
And also, I think that was also a Sega game that we had.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
What was that?
You get blown around by the wind and shit. Yeah. I don't know.
Yep.
Colors of the Wind or something.
Yeah.
Just blowing you all over the screen. But, all right. I tilted, and now I got to come back to it. I feel like I'm going to get pretty much whatever. I don't know. You know what? I'm going to go with... A lot of people think it's been way too much played out, but my number two is Moana.
Dude, I love that movie.
I had it as number one, but I picked Lion King as number one just because I thought
that
you were going to pick Moana.
Take it, yeah.
You know, but Moana, I still, my kids in my preschool, we listen to the soundtrack.
Great soundtrack,
every single day.
Yeah.
I had one kid, Wrigley, who came in.
His name is Wrigley, like the gum?
Wrigley. Well, like the field. They're Chicago Cubs fans.
It's like the same name, though, so.
Wrigley, yeah. Wrigley. But every time he'd come into my room, can you put on Shiny? And I was like, fine, Wrigley, I'll put on Shiny.
That's awesome.
And he just dances around with his crab pinchers and just sings Shiny. He, like, knows all the things. It's pretty funny.
That's awesome.
But Moana 2016, year for that film. If you haven't seen it, watch it. If you don't have kids, still watch it. I think you'll enjoy it. And I'm going to go with my number three pick so I get back to back. First pick of the third round for me is going to be a Goofy movie.
Oh, dude. That was... You got me there. That's a great movie. Roxanne.
Roxanne.
Yeah.
Just the, you know, the beginning of the movie when, you know, he's turning into his dad. You know, and
the bad dream.
She's there singing, yeah. And yeah.
It's a great movie.
Oh, man, that movie.
Yeah, I'm a little upset.
I love it. 1995 for that one.
Thank you.
I love that movie. I have it on just regular DVD.
Probably
I had it
VHS
on VHS. I had it on VHS. I know for sure. I know for a fact I had it on VHS, yeah. But I don't have a VHS player anymore, so I don't have to watch it on DVD. So
it's okay. I guess I'll try to follow that up here.
Yeah. All right.
Well, okay, so I'll that was my next one, but another one that I really liked was Tangled. The humor in that.
Nice. Nice. Yeah.
Flynn Rider. Yeah.
I got the kid in my class named Finn. I call him Finn Rider.
Nice.
All the time.
So yeah, that's my number three. Number four. Let's see. I think for me, The Rescuers Down Under.
Nice. Oh, you went down under, huh? I do think that was better than the predecessor.
It was.
For just
far
The Rescuers.
Better.
I agree.
Yeah, it was a fun movie.
Yeah, good under, mate. Yeah, when he gets stuck in the hole.
Yeah.
Real nice. Yeah.
Go on.
I like the like lizards and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Joanna, the lizard.
Yeah.
That creepy lizard.
Wow, that's
and
so
that poacher
dope.
Was all scary.
Oh, the big eagle and stuff.
Yeah,
man.
Dude.
That such
Marahute.
That's such a dope movie. Marahute.
Yeah,
what a
dude.
Name. Oh, man. Out of a hat. Nice job. So
like I
dope,
said, it's
dude.
Number four on my list, man. I mean, if I didn't know that,
oh
if I didn't
God.
Know Marahute, it couldn't be on my list.
Dang. Dude, I got to watch that. And I got to have Thad watch that.
It's a
I think
good
he'd
movie.
Love that. I probably got to buy it, though. I might have that one. I don't know.
It might be on like Netflix or Hulu. I want to say it was on Netflix. I don't know if it is anymore.
Mm.
But
I don't know. But that's dope. Good movie. Good,
good
movie,
one.
Man. Good pick. All right, I got back-to-back picks here. You took Mulan. Nice job. A nice 1998 film. you know what? I gotta go with Hercules next.
Okay.
That was... Hercules, Pegasus. Thaddy likes this movie. I got him to watch it. He enjoys it.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Not my
favorite. Beautifully animated little 1997 film. oh, super good. And, you know. It's dope. It's good. It's a good
it's
one.
Dope.
But next, I'm going to go with a little bit more of a newer age film. For me, that we watch currently, me and my wife watch together sometimes just because we really enjoy it, and that would be Big Hero 6.
That's a funny movie.
We love it. I mean, just overall, yeah. it's just a good movie.
I had it on. That was on my list, too. Good, pretty good one.
2014 films. I can't stop.
I know.
Say it. I just
you're really proud
wrote,
of that research that you did.
I am. Yeah. I am. I just literally wrote two numbers next to each film. This one has a 14 next to it, so I'm assuming it's 2014. And it's just a really funny movie. I mean, Baymax is just he's hilarious. And if you haven't seen Big Hero 6. And you don't have kids, do yourself a favor and go watch it. Just do it.
Just do it.
And that brings us to your fifth round pick.
Number five for me.
Mm-hmm.
This may have been influenced by my daughter, but
son
I
of
really
a,
like
I was
Frozen.
Gonna, I didn't think you were going to take it. I thought you
I
might.
I love Frozen.
Man, me too.
Layla used to make me sing, what's that song that Elsa sings? I know
go.
Every word of it, so I could sing it right now.
Let It Go?
Yeah, that one. I'm sorry that I choked there. Yep. So that's my number five. Number six.
Hold on. Let's sidetrack. Sidebar here.
Yeah.
Did you see the preview?
I did.
The new Frozen 2?
I did. It looks pretty epic.
It looks good. And did you see the conspiracy theory?
I did not.
I saw two different ones. So one, I saw that the new character in there is supposed to be Elsa's girlfriend.
That's weird, but okay.
It's a little bizarre.
Whatever. I don't know.
But then the other one I saw, so she was in a bunch of leaves and stuff, twirling a bunch of leaves up and stuff.
Okay.
And it was so Elsa's winter and she's fall, and then there's going to be summer and spring. You know what I mean?
Yeah. People. The four seasons.
Yeah. I like that. I think that's more realistic than her Elsa being a lesbian.
I like that better than the lesbian angle, but.
Better. We have nothing against that.
No, not at all. I just, I don't think it needs to be, whatever. I mean, whatever.
if you want to put it in a kid's movie,
that's fine.
To each their own, yeah.
But anyways, number six for me.
Frozen. Son of a nutcracker. No way. You're not going to take.
I am. The Emperor's New Groove. Did you watch me type it? Are you?
Yeah, I was watching you type it on the screen here. He's son of a.
Cusco, dude. Gotta love Cusco and the peasants. I don't take orders from peasants.
If you ask my wife what's her favorite Disney movie, she'll tell you Emperor's New Groove.
That's a great movie.
And it is a really good movie. So you have taken...
David Spade.
Two. I would have taken Frozen and Emperor's New Groove as my 6 and 7.
Well, I'm sorry. That I'm not sorry.
Son of a... Yeah, now I have to really tilt. How am I going to do this? All right, so I got that one. Bada-bing, bada-bang. All right, my turn. Back-to-back picks to finish it off for me.
Finish strong.
Oh,
do your best.
Okay. Do your best and forget the rest. That's what I tell my kids.
That's what I tell everybody that I know.
Yeah.
Just do your best.
All right. 2012 film. Can you guess what it is?
No. Years don't mean much to me.
Starts with a W.
Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah, nice job.
That was on my list as well. I went down my list, and I saw the only one that started with a W.
Nice. It is Wreck-It Ralph. And,
that's a great movie.
That's another one we've been watching a lot of. Thad calls it him. Let's watch Wreck-It Rolf. he calls him Wreck-It Rolf.
Rolf.
And I was like, I don't know why he calls him that, but
I mean, I like
he
it.
He does. And it's a good one. I saw Thad and my wife went to see Breaks the Internet. Ralph Breaks the Internet. I didn't get to see it, so I can't put that on my list. So it wouldn't be fair.
No, that's true.
Because I would back it up with Breaks the Internet. Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I would back it up with it. I'm sure it's good.
You kind of told me you took Lion King 1 and the new one on your number one pick, so
I wouldn't allow that. Well, no, I'll just take the 19. I'll just take the 1994 version of the Lion King.
Okay.
Oh man.
Good year drop.
Just out of hand with these dates here. All right, last pick for me. Pick number 7. Picking between 16 movies here. I'm gonna throw it in there. Actually, no.
Just do
Let's
it.
Let's go newer. I'm going to 2016 film. I'm going to go with it. Zootopia.
Dude, why did you do that?
Because I like the movie Zootopia.
Dude, I love that movie.
Isn't it good?
Yeah, it really is.
We had to buy it the other day because it wasn't on Netflix anymore.
They took it off Netflix.
Yeah.
Great movie, though. Hops.
Jason Bateman makes that
movie.
He's
so
good.
Funny, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm kind of in a pickle here.
Hey, you better get back on that website and look for some more Disney.
Well, I've got one left, but the only reason. So I used to watch this a lot as a little kid, and now Reed and Layla like it. So I'm all right. I'll go with this for number 7.
The Pebble and the Penguin.
No, don't be ridiculous. I mean, I'm gonna go with The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, nice. That one did not graze my list.
That's right. It's a great movie, though.
Poo.
So that. Yep, poo made the list.
Yeah, we can see each other's typos when we update our Google Doc here.
Little few too many O's there.
Few too many. D too many Martoonies.
Oh man.
Oh, that's pretty epic.
Yeah, they rounded out our list nicely though. Pretty good recap list yours.
Yeah, I got mine. 1. Lion King, Moana, A Goofy Movie, Hercules, Big Hero 6, Wreck-It Ralph, and Zootopia. What you got?
Little disappointed I didn't hear the years there, but that's all right.
Oh, son of a man, I missed that opportunity.
So I've got 1, Aladdin, Mulan, Tangled, The Rescuers Down Under, Frozen, The Emperor's...
2013.
Thank you. The Emperor's New Groove, and The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
Very good. That is an outstanding list. I think it's going to be a close race this time. So far, it looks like I might have got you in the chick flick vote.
Yeah, it's questionable. People don't understand that Groundhog's Day is, in fact, a chick flick. But
it might have been due to my...
We're changing perceptions, though. We're changing perceptions.
Yeah, perfectly placed gifts that I put on our choices. But who can resist Reese Witherspoon winking at you? Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Well, at this point, we are going to take just a quick break. We are going to refill our dad juice here, and we will be back super shortly for some Would You Rather. And we're back. We're back. Can you believe it?
We're back.
It's time for some Would You Rather. Would you rather?
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
That's perfect.
I love it.
Oh, man, Ace Ventura. When Nature Calls. And, oh, both of them. No. Pet Detective. Does he do it in both of them?
I think he does it in both, because I think it's both.
Yeah, that's awesome. Best movie
Great
ever.
Movie.
All right, we have Would You Rathers. We haven't told each other our Would You Rathers. And we're going to go right now. And Ryan, let's discuss your Would You Rather.
All right. So, some of you can ask your kids, too. It's clean, it's funny. Would you rather only be able to walk on all fours or only be able to make right turns for the rest of your life?
Well, that's a bit of a pickle.
And they're both extremely inconvenient, but...
Inconvenient, uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm, yeah. You have to build up some pretty good calluses if you walk on all fours.
All right, well, immediately my mind went to walking on all fours.
As what you would prefer?
Yeah. Yeah, immediately.
Why?
Okay, think about trying to get to work, trying to only turn right.
Yep.
It doesn't say anything about driving.
It's true.
Did it say when you're walking or when you're...
Walking, driving.
You can
driving,
only turn right. So let's say you don't have to drive on all fours. I mean, do you?
Yeah, no, you do.
That makes sense. Well, I don't know how would you do that? You know, drive with your tongue or something?
I don't know. No, well, if you bring in driving, we're just talking, let's go only walking. When you're walking, you can only make right turns, or you have to walk on all fours. Leave driving out of it.
I don't think I would ever make it to the bathroom at work if I had to only turn right. if I'm being honest, I'd just have to piss in the little kiddie toilets all day long in my room.
You just get confused and end up in a corner.
Yeah, or outside on the playground. Yeah,
I mean, it's a good way to end up on a list, but you know.
Although I would have to be on all fours inside of
the bathroom.
Teacher's bathroom.
Yeah. I mean, basically, just what are you like? You just gotta put like your legs up on the wall at that point.
Yeah, just do that. Yeah.
But
you know what?
There it is.
Even after a quick discussion, I'm gonna walk on all fours. Okay. I can't.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I couldn't. I would not want to navigate my life just turning right for the rest of my life.
I support your decision.
Well, what's yours?
Yeah, I would. What would you do? Think I would do all fours. You have to. The right hand thing would be, it's just too inconvenient.
Yeah, I don't even understand it, but all right. Nice, would you rather causes us to use our critical thinking section of our brain. This one, would you rather be a superhero or a wizard?
Well, if I'm answering for you, I know the answer.
Well, I want to be able to talk about this, and I want to be able to bring up a possibility of both sides being the answer.
Yeah,
unless yours is the same as mine.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be a wizard. You have to be. You just have way more potential and way more options.
Okay, so we have agreement, because I thought you might be a superhero, but...
I mean, I am a superhero.
I guess you're
depending
just...
Depending on who you ask.
Yeah.
But would I rather... I'd rather be a wizard.
Who would I ask for you to be a superhero?
Like, if you ask either Layla or Reed?
Oh, okay. That's,
those are the only two people. There's only two.
Okay, good. Well, if you ask my kids, they would say that I'm a wizard.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So, maybe I just need to, like, rework how my children... You know, see me.
Well, I'm telling you, all you have to do is carry around Harry Potter wand pens.
Which I bet you do.
I do. I do.
That's awesome.
And but here's my argument for why you would want to be a wizard other than a superhero. Let's pretend you're like the coolest superhero. Let's go with Iron Man.
That's not like the coolest superhero. All right.
Okay, well, but he's awesome.
Okay, he's pretty cool, I guess.
Okay, let's say celebrity deathmatch. Iron Man versus Dumbledore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right, go. Iron Man shoots his hand things at him. Dumbledore. Crucio! And he's just sitting, Iron Man sitting there like in a ball of tin, just going, oh, man, it hurts! You know, like, he's just, like, getting crucified, and then Dumbledore just goes, Avada Kedavra!
Oh my God.
And he's done. And he's dead.
You're really showing your, you know, you win, hands down. It's got to be a wizard.
That's what I mean.
Yep.
Like, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, you're right. It's a wizard.
Or, if not, you want to fly around? Wingardium Leviosa.
Oh my God.
And he just runs around. He just flies him around. You know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. No arguing.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was going to be good. I thought you might have wanted to be a superhero, but...
Well, I think you were hoping that just so you could really stick it to me. Like,
well, not stick it to you. I just wanted to stick it to superheroes. Wizards are better than superheroes.
Yeah,
so.
Nope. I'm with you.
All right, well, joke landed. That works for that. Next, I want to talk to you about something that I saw on Facebook today.
Let's hear it.
I saw a parental product that goes by the name of Shittens.
Okay.
Have you seen Shittens?
I have not.
Shittens are they come in a box of 20, and they are literally. These Shittens are mitts that you put over your hand. In order to either wipe yourself, your pet, or your children. Can you... initial reaction.
100% unnecessary. Like, if you're wiping your pet, you've got, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. You've got other
issues.
I mean,
I kind of get it.
They make baby wipes already. There's already toilet paper. If you really need a whole mitten to wipe your own, your own butthole... Then.
They literally look like Michael Jackson gloves without the fingers. They're just like, or more like Mickey Mouse gloves. They're just like, oh.
And know people who would probably use them who are.
I do.
You know, who keep like wet wipes on the back of their toilet, which I think is also weird, but.
That, and definitely, yeah. But, well, the problem with the Shittens is that they are $20 for 20 of them.
That's an expensive wipe.
Isn't that insane?
That is expensive.
I mean, this is it's like a real product. Like, I can't even imagine paying that much for that.
$1 per wipe, dude.
Just rather use like a freaking roll of Charmin.
Or at what point do you just, like, jump in the shower and just, splash some water on it?
If you need a whole mitten, they might have a problem.
Yeah,
but...
Fair enough.
Yeah, I just thought it was a little bit ridiculous, you know, in my mind.
I'm with you there.
And I was just seeing how you felt about it, but, yeah. Another, on a side note, at school, my kids just lately have been super into just drawing dicks.
Seriously? Kindergartners?
My preschool, they just draw dicks over everything. Now you're thinking, like, oh, they're actually, like, trying to draw dicks. No, they're not. They're trying to draw people. These people look like phalluses. And it's, I'm in the process of putting them together in an actual art manual for, like, a book. Like, I take a picture of each one of them.
Yeah, send them to their parents. They'll be so proud.
Well, it's more like for, like, financial gain for me.
Oh.
So that I can put... I can just show you the life of a teacher. How many of these that I have to see every day. Nice. And it's just... I'm always on the lookout when they're always at the art center. I'm like, oh, what you drawing there? I'm like, oh, there's one. And they're like, there's a what? There's a what? I'm like, nothing. Just keep drawing. Now add some hair on that one.
God.
And just... no, but it's harmless. It's funny, but it just reminds me of Superbad.
Totally.
You know, even though he does it, like, on purpose, you know, and he just can't get it out of his head. But, I mean, I'm serious. When I show you these pictures, you're going to be like, what are they trying to draw? You know, but I remember the funniest one was when my first year of teaching, we had like a section about dolphins. And literally, one of my students draw about 6 dolphins jumping out of the water, and they were not dolphins. There was 6 penises flying out of the water, and it was. I keep looking for that picture, like, on, like, my Amazon photos, you know, that backed up, like, however, 7 years ago, but I can't find it. I always wish I had that picture, and it was the funniest thing that I ever remember.
That's awesome.
While teaching, but it's awesome. But all right, man, are we ready?
Let's do it.
I think we should. Let's talk Netflix.
Mind-boggling, isn't it?
Did you just say mind-boggling?
Yeah, mind-boggling. You know, when things are so crazy, it gets your thoughts all trapped, like in a bottle.
It's time to get mind-bottled.
Let's bottle it.
Give us your Netflix show that you want to review.
All right, so it was one that I recently watched. It's not a show, it's a movie. But,
Yeah,
I recently watched it. I had a bunch of people telling me how awesome it was. Mostly people... Mm-hmm. I work in a very small town out in eastern Colorado. So, if that tells you anything. But... it's called Polar. It's it's basically a very poorly done John Wick.
Oh, yeah, he's got the eye patch, right? That's the guy with the eye patch?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he gets his eye stabbed out at one point, and he wears an eye patch for, I don't know, maybe a third of the movie.
Oh, it's not an entire movie.
Not at all, no.
Not a birth defect.
He's like an ex-assassin that, yeah... It was a poorly done John Wick, is essentially what it was.
Hmm.
Like a B-rate John Wick.
Okay, and just kind of a scale out of 7, what would you give it out of 7?
Out of 7? That's a weird scale.
I just thought we'd continue with the number 7 as our top 7.
I guess
7.
I'd go 4?
Well, that way there's no middle.
Yeah.
It's either you kind of like it or you kind of don't like it.
I mean,
so you're saying that you kind of like it.
Okay. I mean, I would tell you to watch it, but I would also say to temper your expectations.
Okay, well, that's a 4. That's absolutely a 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Absolutely.
What's your Netflix show?
So mine's a show, Netflix original show, and it's called You. Just the word You, Y-O-U.
Okay.
Now, you haven't seen this.
I have not.
So this, apparently, as I've learned after watching it, this show is based on a book, actually two books, because season two has been renewed for the You show, but it follows basically a stalker. So, and you get to live this life through the eyes of a stalker. Like, he kind of narrates what he's looking at. Like, he's not actually talking in the movie, but he narrates, like, what he's looking at. And, like, her name's Beck. And he just, like, kind of looks at her. And he's like, oh. You know, it's like, you don't know it yet.
Sounds really weird.
But, Mr. It's, you talk about creepy, dude. Like, the guy who plays, the main character, he's really good. He's creepy as hell. And, I mean, like, he could actually be a stalker, and, you know, I mean, he plays, but, like, the thing is, like, so on the inside, you can hear, like, how crazy he is, but whenever he actually talks to people in the movie, like, he comes off as, like, he's a super normal guy, like, and he's actually, like, really cool.
Yeah.
Even, like...
Like Ted Bundy.
The girl who... Oh, man. Back to Ted Bundy. That guy.
Chills.
Yeah. I know. But, seriously, it's a great, great movie, or great show. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, you should probably watch it, because it's really good, and it's coming back for season two, and, yeah, I mean, you have to you kind of have to like that kind of stuff, though, scary, suspenseful,
a little darker.
Little gory at times, surprisingly. But just a forewarning, you know, for anybody who doesn't like that kind of stuff. But yeah, man. I think we'll kind of, you know, get close to wrapping it up here. We'll go ahead and give our parenting tip here.
Yeah.
Put that shit on a t-shirt.
All right, man. Let's see what you want to put on a t-shirt.
Yeah,
give
sure.
Give us your parenting tip.
Well, first of all, I owe my wife an apology. She is an amazing mother, and she kind of pointed out that maybe last time we did the podcast, I painted her in a little bit of a negative light, and that wasn't my intention at all. That could have been me or her easily. That was just the most recent example that I have. But anyway, so I'm sorry. Totally my bad.
No.
But anyways, that leads me into my parent tip here, which is just choose your words carefully.
Nice.
And especially with your kids, like so much of their perceptions of themselves are shaped by what we as parents say to them and how we talk to them. So that's my advice of the week or of the day, whatever we do here.
That's good. I mean, in my preschool teaching, obviously, I have a little girl yesterday who, I mean, where I'm just sitting there and she drops something on the floor and she just goes, shit. And I was just like, are you kidding me? Like, did you seriously say that? And the girl next to her goes, it's okay. She says it all the time. And I was just like, what? I was like, what is happening when I'm not listening? And just like, and I talked to her, you know, I talked to her mom. And she's just like, oh, yeah, we kind of do say that around the house a lot. And I'm just like, okay, well, I'm like, if you could just remind her not to say that. And I was like, I honestly don't mind, but
yeah.
I just don't want other parents to be like freaking
my
out.
My little girl came home and said shit tonight.
Really?
No, I meant that's what another parent might say.
I was like, what?
No.
Wait. No.
Although, side note, when Layla was about 2.5, my mom used to watch her, like, Caitlin would work on whatever, Mondays or whatever, so I'd drop her off, and my mom would watch her, so I was getting her out of her car seat once, and I, like, hit her head on the door jamb of the car when I was getting her out, and I was like, oh, shit, and she was 2.5, like, she talked pretty early, and she said shit the whole way into my mom's house, and you know my mom, so I was like,
oh, yeah.
I was like, what, you want to sit? You want to sit down? And she's like, shit. And I'm like, oh, my God, no. And so, yeah.
Wait, honey, you have to do what? Yeah. You have to take a what?
Your tummy doesn't feel good, what?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was fun. I think I dodged that bullet. I don't remember really what happened, but I don't, don't remember my mom scolding me.
Oh, Lori.
So that's good.
Oh, Lori. I could imagine.
Good old Lori, man.
I could imagine that.
Yep.
Oh, man. She means all well. Right. She's great. And I'll kind of segue that into my tip. And my tip is to get involved in your kid's school. No matter what you do, you need to get involved in your kid's school because it helps you and it helps the teacher. It's just, no matter what, your kid's going to learn more if you know what they're doing in school and you can work on it at home while your kid is working at it in school too. So,
great advice.
No matter what, no matter where they are, even preschool, like right now, I have parents who could basically literally care less what their kids are doing in preschool, but, I mean, they're going to kindergarten next year, and unfortunately, the requirements for kindergarten nowadays are a bit ridiculous. So, it's best to get as early a start as you can. But yeah, get involved in your kid's school. Choose your words carefully. Always super good parenting tips. And I think that's pretty much gonna do it for us. Thank you guys.
Thanks, kids,
for listening. Yeah, thanks, kids.
Great job,
we
Dad.
Appreciate it. Yeah, you too. You too, Dad.
Thanks, Dad.
I appreciate you, man. You know, go follow us. Again, we got a Facebook page, at Two Dads, One Podcast. That's also our Instagram. We got Twitter, at Two Dads, One Pod. We'd love to start kind of featuring some stories or some questions or whatever you guys got for us. So if you want to tag us on there, send us some questions on there, or you can email us, twodadsonepodcast@gmail.com. It'd be pretty fun to hear from you guys if you got anything to say.
Absolutely.
Other than that, we enjoy doing this, so
definitely,
we're just going to keep doing it, even if you don't like it.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, you don't. Still listen.
It doesn't matter.
Still keep listening, but just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Tell us what we can do better.
That would be much better. Constructive. What do they call it?
Criticism. I believe. Yeah.
Or,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Constructive criticism. Give it to us. All right. Well, that's gonna do it for us. Thanks for listening.
Stay classy.
No, you stay classy.
You do. Okay.
Yep. All right.